What's the latest on Trump? So Trump is potentially going to be released today, right?
That's what I heard. I mean, who knows with this campaign? They're all over with their information.
Yeah, the latest I saw last night was that he could be released as early as today. He did that, well, sort of, what, victory lap in the Secret Service Suburban, right, yesterday?
Is that as secure as the...
The Beast?
The Beast?
Yeah, the big old Cadillac, the Beast.
I'm watching him in the Suburban. I'm thinking, first of all, Mr. President, not to second guess you, but is that the smartest thing to do to be driving around while you have COVID?
Well, I know that there was some crap being doled out that he was hotboxing the Secret Service agents that were...
Gross.
A COVID symptom.
It's a COVID hotbox inside. If you notice, though, they
he was like passing gas inside the...
No. It was the COVID...
The COVID hot box.
It's a COVID hot box.
I thought he was like farting in there.
Opposite of an anti-COVID bubble.
But the Secret Service guys up front, they did have, it looked like the N95s on.
You could recognize those masks from a mile away.
They have the N95s on. It is 6:27. It's MJ and crew back with the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. The Bucks with a comeback victory yesterday. I wonder if Arians is going to get in trouble. I'll point that out in a second. And for Tom Brady, historically, doesn't he usually lead?
He does.
He's not a comeback from behind guy.
He's not at all. This was his fifth largest comeback. Hasn't had a comeback this big since they beat the Falcons in the Super Bowl in 2017.
The greatest Super Bowl ever.
Oh, wow. Right? That's right.
They were down 28-3, and they came back from that. So this was a big game for Tom Brady. But he did it. I mean, you think about making that comeback in front of all the fans at the Super Bowl. There were only 6,383 fans at this game.
What was it? 83.
Oh, yeah. Let's get that right. Yes, 83.
What makes them so special? Why do they get to go?
Do they give preferential treatment to, like, high-priced season ticket holders? Or
I believe they gave preferential treatment to family and friends of the players who haven't gotten to see their person and their family play. And then from there, you went to fans who are season ticket, longtime season ticket.
And maybe the most expensive season ticket. Or what about the box holders? Because, you know, the boxes are expensive.
I'm sure. It was an, don't call us, we'll call you if you're invited to this game, is my guess.
But in the stands, they were kind of clumped together. You did notice that? There was still, like, vast areas of red open seats, and I did notice clusters of people that were fairly close together. So were those, like, families that were clustered together?
Yeah, I think they were in groups. Like, if you had six tickets in a row, it's you and your crew. But, I thought they were pretty well spread out by groups.
And you're still going to want to get that good seat, because so many are available. You've got plenty to choose from.
The Lightning was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were.
And as Froggy pointed out, they were still drunk.
Those guys have been getting after it since they won. They won't stop.
Well, when I saw them all drinking out of the Stanley Cup, and that's customary. You ever touch the Stanley Cup?
I have not.
Yeah, you can't. It's illegal to touch it.
You can touch it. You just can't hold it unless you have some kind of permission.
I never held it, but I've touched the Stanley Cup twice because... You know, it was here in Tampa, and then I also, when I was working years ago in New York City, they brought it up to our radio station, and I touched the Stanley Cup there. You know, there's a dedicated guy. His only job is to babysit the Stanley Cup. One guy. That's all. His only job is to make sure.
I can see why, because I saw a picture of Nikita Kucherov. He's holding it up yesterday. He's got his Bucks jersey on, and he looks like he's going to tip over. Well, so you need that guy behind the cup to catch it if he drops it.
When they were on the boat, you know, near Harbor Island,
right. What
if that thing fell in? I do a scuba dive. You know, I'm an avid scuba diver. I would have gone, MJ's back, and now he's scuba diving to salvage the Stanley Cup, which fell in the water.
No. You could have borrowed Froggy's metal detector.
I know. I got a 500-pound magnet, fishing magnet. We would have got it with that. It's not more than 500 pounds, is it?
No, it's 35 pounds.
Oh, but I don't know if it's Ferris. I don't know if the magnet would pick up the Stanley Cup.
Well, then you're diving, buddy.
Exactly. And you know me, I love to scuba dive. But what I thought of when they were all drinking out of the cup, which is customary, it's like, should you be drinking? I know they're all sort of in the bubble, and the NHL did very well, though. The NHL did very well with COVID, and in their bubble, it was pretty successful. And NHL, obviously... was a model. The NFL, obviously, problems there, and we can talk about that later on with
MLB's keeping their bubbles tight.
Yeah, but you have another postponement. You have a game was postponed yesterday.
Right.
It'll
be played tonight. There's New England and the Chiefs, I think.
Right. So that was rescheduled for tonight, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, successful with the NHL, with the bubble, but still everyone drinking out of that.
But it's alcohol. Alcohol kills all the germs, right?
I don't think that's how it goes.
If it's like 90%, 70% isopropyl alcohol.
There are a lot of Russians and Canadians. It might have been.
And you're not drinking isopropyl with the beer or whatever is in there. But I was thinking, with them all drinking out of the cup, it's like the COVID cup, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're all going to have canker sores and COVID.
And then Bruce Arians.
Yes.
He was half masking numerous times on the sideline. Did you see that? His mouth was covered, but his nose was exposed. So I wonder if the...
If he's going to get fined.
Yeah. Wondering if the National Football League is going to have something to say about that.
Now, the coaches who got fined made no attempts to wear a mask. He at least made an attempt. The guys were barefaced, the ones who got fined.
Half-maskers, you see them all the time. And people that are wearing masks, mm-hmm. you know, they want to do the right thing, but they only have their mouth covered. So do people really know that they're walking around half-masked? I've always said Fester's half-assed.
Right.
But, you know, half-masked is a whole different thing.
It was his birthday Friday, so maybe they'll let him off the hook.
No. It is the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Back in a moment, folks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.